We welcome in Kale Jacobson. Kale, thanks for being here. Congratulations. What a win at Illinois. How much fun was that one?
Yeah, that was exciting. Just to be able to compete with that with this group of guys, to go on the road. Like, it's hard in this league to go on the road and get wins. And so we just continue to fight and battle. And obviously, Jamarcus at the end just hits a huge shot. But yeah, it was a cool way to start the Big Ten.
It was a game of runs, right? I mean, you guys get out to a big lead, then Illinois fights back, and it just what was it about this group that allowed for you guys to kind of maintain the composure when you had to have it, especially on the road?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a veteran group, a lot of guys that have been on the road in the Big Ten, like Rank, Jamarcus, Price, Sam, like they've all experienced it, and they've been in those atmospheres. And so that helps when a team that's as talented as Illinois is, like they're going to go on runs and they're building, and so we got to find a way to keep their crowd kind of out of it and to respond. And that's what we talk about a lot, is just that next play is the most important one. So, yeah, it's just fun with that group to see how different leaders step up every night and just continue to get us refocused. So,
well, Price Sanford is the Co-Big Ten Player of the Week. What a first half. What was that like seeing him? Like, he couldn't miss.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, he comes out and he shoots a 17-footer first possession, which obviously isn't a great shot in our system, but it goes in. And then that just kind of started off the rest of his first half, which was just unbelievable. And then even in the second half, like, he didn't score as much, but we were able to use him as a decoy or as a screener to get other guys' looks. And so he just continued to make the right play, even when his scoring maybe wasn't happening as much in the second half. But the first half was unreal.
I love, too, the way that you guys as a group find the hot hand. And it's somebody different every night. What is that like? Can you feel it when, all right, Price is it right now? Is that something that you guys just know, hey, we got to get to Price right now? And I just think it's neat that you guys are able to do that, identify that, and then you execute it and make it happen. It's just an unselfish group.
Yeah, it absolutely. That's the biggest thing, is just unselfish and finding the guy that's hot. And so we've had an understanding now. There's a lot of guys that have been in Coach's system for a couple years that we know what to run when Price is in a certain spot, when he's got it going. Like, how can we get him the ball in an advantage situation? And when he's shooting it like that, it doesn't even really have to be an advantage. We just got to get him the ball. So, yeah, it's just Jamarcus and Sam did a great job of getting us into actions that got Price involved. And he just continued to roll in that first half.
All right, let's talk about the Jamarcus shot at the end. Was there no doubt it was going in?
It looked good from the bench. I mean, that thing was in the air, I felt like, for an hour, and it finally came down, but didn't even touch the rim, and he knew it was good. Like, you could just tell by the way he shot it. So he's a confident kid, and when he let that thing go, we all felt good about it.
For you, you played, you were in the locker room with Jamarcus. He leaves, he comes back. How has it been, you know, getting him back in the locker room? And like you said, he understands the system, but it's not always something that you see in college sports where someone can leave and come back.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just kind of shows a lot about Jamarcus, that he was welcomed back with open arms. And he says that the first person to call him when he was in the portal was Coach. And the way that he did things, the way that he handled things was very professional. And so when the chance came to come and get a point guard like him back, obviously we jumped on it. And he's just been as mature as you can imagine, right? Coming back into this place, which is awesome. Like, he had to leave and see maybe what it was like with less facilities and less resources. And then he's come back and he's just been just grateful for everything. He's just soaking all the experiences in, and he's just been a great leader for our group. He's been an awesome guy to have back in the locker room.
What about Rink Mass, getting him back and playing with him again? And you got to look alive, right? He's going to find you if you're open.
Yep. I mean, that's what we talk about all the time when you're cutting through the lane. Like, make sure you see the ball, because Rink will just throw it at you. And if you don't see it, he'll get mad at you. So we got to find Rink and see the ball, because he's a heck of a playmaker at the top of the floor. And he really just opens things up for our offense. He allows guys like Price, when he's getting trailed, to get into the lane, because the big has to stay out on the perimeter with Rink. He just opens up so many things for us.
What for you personally, we talked to you last year, and you're someone that just does everything right. They've bragged on you since the moment you stepped in that building over there. But for your role to continue to grow, what's it been like this year and playing the minutes that you're playing and providing the role that you're playing? How has that been for you this season?
Yeah, it's been a blast. And just to kind of step in and do whatever we need. That's the fun part about coming off the bench, is you kind of get to see how the game's going, and it's like, okay, how can we help our second unit? Like, what do we need to bring to our team tonight? And so whether that's on the defensive end getting deflections, or it's finding the hot hand and continue to get people the ball, It's just been cool to come in and have an impact with this group, and it's just a super fun team to play with. So
there are some people that might come in their role, hey, go knock down a three, or hey, go rebound, go defend, but you do it literally all. What has allowed for you to be that kind of player that you can contribute? It might be a big assist, it might be a big three, might be a big defensive stop. What is it about you that allows for you to be that kind of total package player that whatever the team needs that you can give?
Yeah, I think, I mean, a lot of just like, that's how I grew up as a coach's kid was, what do we need and how can we win? And that's the biggest thing with our team is like, we just have a bunch of guys that want to win basketball games. And so when that's the case, like you kind of put everything else aside, you put your stats or maybe what's going on for yourself away. And it's easy to kind of live in the moment with a team that's all about winning. And so that's what it's fun about our group is we just have a bunch of guys that are really want to win in this league. And I think you can see that through the way that we respond, right? Like we're not putting our head down and thinking, poor me. It's all about what's the next play and how can we help us continue to win.
Love that. All right, so we're talking some defense. Nate Linzer's on the coach's show, and you were one that he recommended to be a guest when he was talking defense. First of all, when you're first learning Nate's system, what is that process like? Because I know a lot of guys come in and joke, and it's a little bit different, right? So what is it immediately when you are learning it that you have to know this is the most important thing?
I think, well, we have our most important guy is the MIG, and we don't give up uncontested layups. That's what we talk about all the time. If you're giving up layups and threes, you're in trouble. And so our goal is to take away the paint. And you're the most important guy, like, don't mess that spot up because you're going to be the most yelled at guy if you continue to do that. And so I just think it's a different way, and it confuses people the way that we guard. But when we're on point and our rotations are on point, obviously it looks smooth and it confuses and throws people off. So
what is it about the system that it works and it is confusing, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, I think just the way that we rotate off the ball, like we talk about it all the time. We're not a one-on-one defense. We're a 5-on-5 defense. And it takes all five guys to be connected and to be on the same page. And when we're not, then that's when we get in trouble. And so to have the accountability amongst each other and amongst with Coach Nate, like there's no plays off on the defensive end. And we have to continue to fly around and keep getting deflections, but it takes all five guys rather than just one.
Seems like communication is huge. Yep. I mean, and even Amy Williams said she walks by the gym and it is loud. The way you guys communicate, that's important too, right? Because you are moving and rotating so much, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of rotations, and when you get two to the ball in basketball, like you're playing 3-on-4 on the backside or 4-on-3, and so you have to be able to clean that up. And if you run two to the ball again because nobody talks, now you're playing 3-on-1, and now you're really in trouble. So just everybody has to use their voice and has to be disciplined and continue to talk each other through the possession.
How about the deflections too? Because that's a big key. I mean, you get a lot of steals, but Coach Hoiberg always harps on the deflections too. What's the key in getting a bunch of deflections and getting your hands in the right places to kind of deflect the passes or whatever it might be?
Yeah, I think just to slow the basketball down, right? Like good offenses move the ball quick, and a deflection makes them think. It makes them obviously have to go catch it differently. And it's just harder to shoot a ball off a deflection. So the more deflections we can get, the more it takes teams out of rhythm. And then that allows us to get our defense set and to catch up and to then dictate kind of what the offense says rather than play catch up all the time.
So what makes one good at getting deflections?
You got to have your hands ready. And Coach Nate, he's always obviously with the one arm. He's like, you got to have two hands up because I can't do it. So he jokes about that all the time. But yeah, we talk about palms and being in a stance. And if your hands are in your pockets on the defensive end, you don't really have a chance to get a deflection because the ball moves too fast. So just having your hands active and ready to go. All the time, on and off the ball. Like, that's how we get deflections.
If someone had never met Nate Linzer and was asking you about him, how would you describe him?
Oh, geez. He's an energy bunny. he just never runs out of energy. He always says, like, I'm going to give you my best, so you better give me yours. And he holds us to that standard, right? Like, there's not a day in the last 4 years that I've been here that Coach Nate has been tired or groggy at practice that he shows. I'm sure on the inside he feels it. But he's the same every single day. And that's something that you can appreciate as a player, right? You know what you're going to get from him, and you know the standard that he holds us to. And if you're not falling short, he'll let you know. But when you do, right, when we achieve our goal and when it looks good, he's going to be the first one to pat you on the back. So he just is the same. He's consistent, and that helps our group. Like, that's what we need from him.
I was talking to Jamarcus the other day after the win over Creighton, You guys got some guys banged up a little bit and some guys playing a lot of minutes. How are you guys going about making sure that you're taking care of yourself and the bodies before you go into the grind of the Big Ten Conference play?
Yeah, I mean, I think give a lot of credit to our training staff, our strength coach, Kurt and Andrew. They spend a lot of time just with what to do outside of practice, like how, when to tub, when to get to the weight room and do some extra just flush stuff with our bodies.
Yoga.
Yeah, when to do yoga. Yep, we do yoga all the time, it feels like. So they've done a great job of just making sure that we're doing the right things. And I also think when we have an older group, like there's guys that have been through the rigor of the Big Ten, and they know what it's going to be like. And so they know what they need to do and what works best for them. Rink has the longest post-practice routine I've ever seen, and he does it every single day, but it's working for him, right? And he shows up and he feels good the next day. So people just they've been doing it for a while, and they know kind of what it takes at this level.
Yeah, for sure. You a big yoga guy?
I need to be a big yoga guy. It's good for me.
Well, hey, it's finals week. What's this week look like for this team? I mean, you got to take care of your business in the classroom, right?
Yep, and I think a lot of guys tried to get their stuff done kind of through this Monday through Wednesday. So then when prep for North Dakota comes out on Thursday is kind of when we'll start diving into their stuff for real. We can kind of really lock in on that game because this is our week off, but it's not. We can't take it as an off week. Like, we need to be locked in all 5 days or 6 days now and prepare for North Dakota before this Christmas break. So that's what we talked about today, was we're not looking ahead to Christmas. Our break starts on Sunday at 10 o'clock.
I got to ask you, too, going back to the Wisconsin game about Burke, he was fired up and just had the blood running down his face. That's pretty on par for him, right?
Yep. No, it is. That's Burke every day. And so you guys got to see it a little bit more on that Wisconsin game, but he's a character. He's kind of the life of our team and just brings the energy every single day. Yeah, he's such a goofball, and we just love having him around.
Oh, how about the crowd inside PBA, especially the last couple? They're a difference maker, right?
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, we love to be in warmups, and like, it's already feels the, you can feel the energy in that place. And so, our home court advantage is awesome. Winning in this league is hard, and especially when you have an atmosphere like PBA. We ask that fans keep coming and keep bringing energy, because we love it, and it fires us up, and it's hard for teams to come play in that. So,
great stuff. Appreciate your time. Congrats on the start. Let's keep it rolling.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Again, that was Cale Jacobson joining us for a Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.